From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using those deadly weapons. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog Group, known as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine that chemicals were used, but not by whom. U.S. President Barack Obama's efforts to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress have been dealt a serious setback. One of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, has come out against the pact. Schumer said in a statement late Thursday that after deep study and careful thought, he has decided he has to oppose the agreement and will vote yes on a motion of disapproval. Schumer, a senator from the state of New York and one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the United States, released the statement shortly after another influential Jewish Democrat, Representative Elliot Engel, also from New York, announced his opposition to the deal. The likelihood has been increasing that U.S. lawmakers will pass a bill rejecting the deal when they return from recess in September. President Obama has said that he would veto that decision, but he needs the support of his fellow Democrats to sustain that veto. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has joined Vietnamese officials in marking the 20th anniversary of the normalization of relations between the two countries. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has details from Hanoi.
At a civil society forum, Kerry noted that it had taken two decades to normalize ties. But Kerry didn't shy away from mentioning U.S. concerns about Vietnam's human rights record, saying America's closest partnerships were with countries that share a commitment to certain values. In spite of human rights concerns, the U.S. and Vietnam have forged strong economic ties over the years, with two-way trade topping $36 billion last year. Both countries are part of negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive 12-nation trade deal that analysts say could have extensive benefits for Vietnam. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Hanoi.
Billionaire real estate businessman and television personality Donald Trump was center stage Thursday night as 10 leading Republican presidential candidates looked for a breakout moment at their first debate. The real estate mogul and nine others squared off in Cleveland, Ohio, for the debate that gave Americans their first look at the major Republican candidates. The first nominating contest in the Midwestern state of Iowa is still 6 months away. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's widely seen as a front-runner and a favorite of establishment Republicans, that is, acknowledged that he has to be able to differentiate himself from his family's legacy. Both his father, former President George H.W. Bush, and his brother, George W. Bush, were both U.S. presidents. Democrats made some news of their own on Thursday. In Washington, the Democratic National Committee announced the plans for its presidential debates. The first one will be October 13th in Nevada. The Democrats said four debates are planned for early presidential primary states in advance of the Iowa caucuses, which begin on February 1st of next year. A gang of about six men armed with machetes and cleavers has hacked a blogger to death in Bangladesh. This is the fourth such murder of a secular writer in the South Asian nation since the beginning of the year. 40-year-old Niloy Chakrabarty, who was known for his atheist views, was killed at his home around noon in Dhaka. According to police reports, the men entered his house, pushed his wife and a friend aside, and hacked him to death. Earlier this year, they killed three secular bloggers on the street. Police in Dhaka told reporters the assailants almost severed the victim's neck with sharp weapons to ensure that he was dead. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.